Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we are back. Marks and Reese live on Radio Row. WIP goes to AZ. Championship coverage brought to you by SEPTA, the Philly way to go, as we broadcast live from Radio Row in Phoenix, Arizona this week. John Marks, Ike Reese, Jack Fritch, Engineering, and Elliot Shore Parks joining us live at the table.
What's up, guys?
ESP here all week as well.
Little Monday with Elliot.
Mondays with Elliot.
Well, it's going to be a week with Elliot.
It's going to be
a week with Elliot. I mean, this is definitely what the week's about. Elliot, right? Like, this is what the...
That's every week, I thought.
That's what they call it, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, you were just over there. You were doing your Go Birds pod.
Yeah, I mean, it's a... Look, there's a lot to talk about with the Eagles right now.
So there is.
It's a good time to be in the Eagles content game.
All right.
Yeah, no doubt. We're playing in the last game of the season.
Yeah,
here, man.
Yeah.
It's the friggin' Super Bowl.
A lot of people are talking about him, yeah. It is still surreal to look up and see a big banner with Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts on it.
Yeah.
Like, think of all the time we spent talking this offseason. Can he do it? Can he be the guy? Can he take the leap? And we're literally looking at a banner of him and Mahomes for the Super Bowl.
It's so amazing.
You take a step back, and it's pretty wild that we're all here.
I got to tweet that out.
Yeah, what, the picture?
Yep.
There you go. You can quote me if you want.
Yeah. It is pretty amazing. We should pay off on the tease. Furkan has Ike. It's not Joel Embiid. Furkan Korkmaz has requested a trade.
Should I have told Tucker to hit the breaking news?
Yes,
Tucker?
Man.
I will say, being here on Radio Row, everyone is talking about the Furk demanded trade.
I know they broke in the coverage
you
over
can
there.
See, and, yeah, it's a big deal.
The Arizona station has been talking a lot about it. So Kyrie gets traded. So does that mean that Kevin Durant is next? Maybe. If I'm the 76ers, I'm extremely interested in trying to get that done.
Yeah.
Is Maxi enough? Maxi plus? I mean, I'm taking a shot. I don't think the Sixers will.
When it comes to Durant, I don't see how you don't take that chance. But one thing I think that's changed with the Sixers from the start of the year was early on in the year, it wasn't clear all the pieces fit together. You didn't know if Harden and Embiid could play together. You didn't know what Maxi's role would be. Right now, this team is clicking. I know they're coming off a bad loss against the Knicks, but the team is clicking right now. Harden and Embiid are playing really well together. Maxey's been awesome off the bench. Toby has a role. So, look, if you can acquire Durant, you do it, because some things in sports are that simple. If you get a chance to get Durant, you do it. But this team is playing really, really well. So they're not in need of a Durant anymore. Obviously, they're probably better with Durant. But at the end of the day, the team is working together, and they have a good thing going, really, for the first time in a really long time. So I would make the trade, but I'm not jumping at the chance and desperate to do it.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'd do it in a heartbeat. Wouldn't think twice about it.
Maxi and Toby?
Yeah. I like both guys, actually. I like both guys, but if you're giving me an opportunity, even if it's a small window of 3 to 4 years of Kevin Durant, Joel Embiid, and James Harden, I'll take my chances with those three.
I mean, they're the best team in the NBA if they have that three.
I'll take my chances with those three. And KD could come in and fit right into the role that he likes to play in. You won't have nearly the type of distraction here. He's not dealing with a Ben Simmons or a Kyrie Irving here. Hopefully he and Harden can be able to talk out whatever issues that could have been there before he left. Before Harden was traded from Brooklyn, because that we forget about that. That was an issue.
Well, Harden will just be like, told you so.
Yeah.
Like, well, no, now no, you see why I got out.
No, yeah. Part of Durant's issue was he didn't like Harden's work ethic.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
So, which has changed heading into this season.
It has changed.
Yes.
It has changed. And like I said, it's nothing that can't be sort of talked out. You know, Kevin Durant sort of reminds me of a guy. Not that you can't offend him, but I don't think it's one of those situations that if you do something like that to offend him, he's done with you forever. Mm-hmm. So fences can be mended.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They can't be mended if you want to make amends. So him and Harden being able to sit down and talk it out, you know, you got the big fella there.
Right.
But that's a trio. Nobody wants to see that trio. Are you kidding me?
Well, and also,
yep.
And
it's a dream.
Then you throw P.J. Tucker as the lockdown
yeah,
defender?
Exactly. Yeah.
Dude, P.J. Yeah. scored 10-plus points yesterday.
No. He happened to know 10-plus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's most in a month. Yeah.
In all year.
Yeah, combined.
I'm going to say, yeah, seriously.
Well, but the other thing is Durant needs the Sixers now. Durant needs to
find a home somewhere.
To your point about having to mend fences with Harden, like Durant needs the Sixers more than the Sixers need Durant right now. So if he's going to come here and they're going to make that trade, it's going to be on him just as much to make sure he makes it work with Harden.
But here's where I differ with you. I think they both
need each other
equally. Sixers haven't gotten out of the second round. Well, they're still hanging over their head.
But I'm saying, who has a better chance to win a title this year?
Yeah, only if you can beat without Milwaukee
Durant?
Or Boston.
Right, but I'm saying Durant's not going anywhere. His season is over.
No, listen, I agree with you that the Sixers have a better team.
Yeah.
That's not the point, though. They still aren't good enough to win a title, possibly.
But I'm saying Sixers have a chance to win a title without Durant. Durant is nothingness right now. He's got no chance in Brooklyn.
But so how long is that going to last?
Well, at least the rest of this year.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying. So,
but if neither one of them win a title this year, what difference does it make? They can always go add players to Brooklyn.
But what I'm saying is Durant.
We're about to give Harden a max deal. You're going to be stuck with this damn team.
But what I'm saying is Durant's doing nothing in Brooklyn. He has to come to Philly for a chance to win. So that's why he needs them. He needs them more than
that. But, yeah, we're chasing our tail on the Harden.
But, Elliot.
Yeah, we're chasing our tail on the Harden.
But, Elliot, you're – like, I've seen the Sixers – when it comes playoff time, and we're looking at how James Harden and Joel Embiid are playing right now.
Right.
Let's see what James Harden looks like in the playoffs like we saw last year. Let's see if it's the same confident James Harden.
Or his whole career.
Or his whole career, right? Like, I don't buy James Harden's coming in playoff time. It's going to be different this year.
I think that's a fair skepticism to have.
Maybe it will be, but I don't buy it. You bring KD in here, that ups everybody's game.
100%. I agree with that. But, again, the Sixers have a chance to go to the finals without him.
They should be desperate to get him now. This is your best opportunity to win anything.
I don't think they have to be desperate. This team could win the East as currently constructed. There's nothing desperate about having to bring him in. They have a better chance with him, but they're not desperate. KD is desperate. KD should be desperate to get out of Brooklyn. His career is nothingness until he gets on a championship team right now, right?
And he's going to land there.
Land what?
He's going to land on a team.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he needs to get out, right?
But he's going to do that. That's why we're trying to get him here.
I agree with that.
Yeah,
he's not going back to Oklahoma City.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah,
and this is the best landing spot for him.
Yeah.
In terms of the fit and, like, the trades and all
that
stuff.
Well, I mean, listen, if he went to Milwaukee, that would be a great landing spot for him.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Like, so,
any of the good teams. Any moment.
I just mean in terms of the fit here. Like, there's a center. There's a point. They have that Milwaukee, too, actually.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, he fits.
He fits pretty well in a lot of spots.
Yeah,
And the nice part about how Harden's playing right now is that it's not how it's not how he was in Brooklyn, where it's like, I still want to score and be the scoring guy.
Right.
He had 10 assists in the first half. Yeah.
But if I'm KD, I'd rather come to Philly than Milwaukee.
Yes.
I'm sure he agrees on that too. But Brooklyn also controls
exactly
what they so
stuck them with Ben Simmons.
Oh, kind of.
It's a matter if Maxie and Tobias and whatever else she can add is enough to entice Brooklyn. Because listen, once Durant's gone, now they're looking to the future.
Well, here's the other thing: if the league knows Durant is for sale, everybody's in on it.
Yeah.
Right.
Well. But they tried that last year, and they didn't get the reaction they thought they were going to get, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just wonder what his value is now. Like, is Maxi and Mikal Bridges the two best pieces they can get for him?
So, I think that –
And I would rather have Maxi.
I think Maxi than
– Mikal Bridges.
I agree with you. But I think the problem was Durant requested a trade after teams had already constructed their roster, and it was after the draft.
Yes.
Now you actually have some time.
Well, it's the same thing
here. But the point is it doesn't have to be done before the trade deadline, right? If it doesn't get done before the trade deadline, then you could possibly look to the offseason to where he's moving. Mm-hmm. But at least right now, free agency hasn't happened. The draft hasn't happened to where there's a much better chance he gets moved now to when he says, hey, trade me, and now the Nets have to take the best offer, which wasn't out there.
Yeah, and it's probably smart of the Nets to trade him. Like, you don't want to trade him for pennies on the dollar, but they're not going anywhere with just him and that roster at this point. So they would be smart to a degree to see if they can get a young player and some picks and try to rebuild.
All right, so you're doing the trade. Maxi, Tobias, something else.
I would
really
do it because let's be real, it's Kevin Durant. I think this team has a chance to win the title as constructed. So at the beginning of the year, I would have done it, no question. I might have traded Joel for Durant at the beginning of the year, right? But now I would do it, but I'm not desperate anymore to do it.
All right, maybe that can be our Twitter question for this hour, Jack Fritz.
It already is.
Good, because I want to see how, because you know.
Well, but I think the shine has gotten a little bit off Maxi. Like, so, I don't think, like, last year when we did this, everyone was not trading Maxi for him. I kind of think it's changed.
It changed a little
Maxie
bit.
For Michael Jordan last year.
Yeah, well, he's the next Michael.
Because he got benched.
Here we go.
Oh, keep it real. He's not starting for him anymore. Like, how many teams wouldn't trade their sixth man for Durant?
Well, it's like, never mind. It's 52-48 right now.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll see, because last year I felt like it would be 70%.
Would you put Maxie in a trade for Kevin Durant? 52% saying yes.
Okay.
All right. Last year,
it was
80-20,
yeah.
Yeah, no.
No,
last
yeah.
year.
Yeah.
That's our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Pick out a gift for $249 or more, and Mark's Jewelers is going to give you chocolates and a dozen roses. Mark-Jewelers.com for more details. If people want to jump on the lines, 215-592-9494 for that conversation, we'll mix that in as well. Tonight is media night, LA Shore Parks.
Yes.
And where is that being held?
It is at the Phoenix Suns Arena, potentially the next home of Kevin Durant. But yeah, that is where it's at tonight. Yeah.
Oh, is that where media night is?
Yeah, it's at.
Why did I think it was out?
I thought it was out at the stadium too. So no. We can easily walk there without.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's right. That's what I was saying. You guys should come.
Well, that's
it's
why
like
I'm
right
saying I wasn't
street.
Coming
yeah.
because it's way. I thought it was way.
I'm
out
almost
of the stadium.
Yeah, and you guys are making me question myself, but I'm pretty sure that's where it is.
Okay, well, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was where. That's where it was.
Hold
in 2015.
On. These are
that'll get you in. Yeah.
These credentials get us in.
Well, I think you just say you're Ike Reese, and they let
you
in.
Yeah, you're a little different than us.
Yeah.
Promo code Ike.
Me and Jack.
Or nude.
John, you got it.
NUDE.
They're gonna ask for our license when we show up. Yeah.
So this is, I mean,
I might go over there with you now.
It'd be fun.
Yeah, I might go over there and check it out.
Do you have anything planned or any trick questions or anything?
Well, you mean
like
what I'm
that?
Wearing is
well,
what you're asking.
Yeah, well, we already know it's laid out on your bed.
No, I mean, honestly, tonight, I'm excited just to watch them handle the moment. You know, it's not a football question night. It's not going to go up there and ask Nick what he thinks of the Chiefs defensive
this
line.
This is when you get all the silly questions.
Exactly. So I'm just excited to see how Jalen handles it, how Nick handles it. Jordan Mailata will probably be singing at one point tonight. Jason Kelsey's going to do all types of crazy.
Yes.
Darius Slay, like unbelievable personality for this type of thing. So,
well, my money is he steals the show.
Yeah, he has the chance to do that. Absolutely. So, and look, I don't know the Chiefs players as well, obviously, but I do think this Eagles roster is uniquely set up to really, really shine tonight in this
rock,
spot.
Paper, scissors against Nick Sirianni.
Nick will probably do rock, paper, scissors.
Get a whole group line of people waiting to challenge.
Well, here's the thing. I hope Jalen does give us a little personality tonight.
I don't know if he will. That'll be interesting.
Give us a little bit.
I think he will. He'll just for tonight. He'll let the hair down a little bit just to show him a little bit.
He was still a little tense. Was it yesterday they spoke or 2 days ago?
They haven't spoke since they came there.
The send off.
So he. I just think that is who he is. I don't know if he has it in him.
We've seen him in other lights.
Well, I mean, like at the podium.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You can let your hair down a little bit. That's the point that I'm making.
I hope he does. You know, I think. I don't need him
to be up there telling jokes and all
right,
that.
Right, just smile.
Maybe do the fight song again. I would like to see that one more time.
You know he's going to get a lot of questions of, do you think you've proved everybody wrong? How, you know, and he doesn't like to go down that path where it's about himself.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You think those are the type of questions he gets tonight? Or we get the sort of what's your favorite this or who's your
I think it's a mix. I think it depends if he plays ball with those questions. Like, if they're up there asking him fun things and he's just –
To me, I would take the whole his favorite artist is Anita Baker, so I would get into some other things.
Your favorite song?
The Grammys were last night. Yeah. Did he watch the Grammys last night? Beyonce set a record for Grammy. That's how you get him to get out of his comfort zone of talking about football.
I agree. I'll just be interested to see if he does it.
Yeah. Well, he has the best chance of recreating the Alshon interview.
No doubt.
I think this is stupid.
The miserable guy.
That's an all-time.
That is all-time.
Be up there in sunglasses like Alshon was.
Yeah, he bleeds.
What you say about Justin Timberlake? He bleeds just
like I do. Yeah. And someone was like, well, it's cold out here in Minnesota. And it was like, well, the game's inside.
That's right. Yeah, the guy.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see.
Okay.
Yeah, well, and Nick too. You know, Nick's gonna be.
That's who I'm looking forward to.
He's gonna laugh like he's gonna.
Well, he's gonna. It's storytelling time.
Yeah.
I mean, he might be going for 45 minutes.
Yeah, he's
gonna start doing a stand-up routine.
It's an hour long.
He gets to do his shout-outs.
And he's gonna. His brother's gonna be there.
How many Mount Union?
Yeah,
I would say he's gonna mention the coach. No doubt about it. As one of his experiences in life.
What would you set the over/under on a Mount Union references? 6.5
5.5 Not that many.
I would say 1.5
But if he says the coach's name,
that doesn't count. If you're including everything from Mount Union, including coaches' names and things like
it'll be a lot. Does he make the joke that this is much like John Carroll versus Mount Union?
He'll do something like that.
This is not even that big of a game.
He'll have a Mount Union
He'll
have a Mount Union shirt on under his zip up.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, I can see that tonight.
Have a little hat on.
Yeah.
Big night for dog mentality.
Yep.
Ultimate victory lap.
I can see it.
Well, it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good time.
Should be a lot of fun.
Does anybody put their foot in their mouth tonight?
Well, if you're the Eagles, you're watching this whole time going, oh, I hope this is fun. But you're also like, I can't wait for this thing to be over.
Yeah.
Right?
Does anybody say anything tonight?
I mean, look, they're going to get questions about all types of things.
Exactly.
We're talking about the fun ones, but, you know, there is the Josh Sills thing.
Who knows? I mean, I forgot about that.
There's all types of things they could get asked about.
Yeah, I forgot about that, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be I think the Eagles, they'll do really, really well tonight, but I'm sure they're also going to be happy when it's over.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a phone call or two here. Big Al calling from Overbrook Park. Big Al, how are you?
How you guys doing?
How
do you put up with these two guys every day? I don't know.
Good guys.
Well, what did we do today?
Yeah, what happened?
No, I'm just laughing. I remember you talked about putting Vaseline on your ankle, on your feet, and then putting socks on over them.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, what the heck?
It's a bedtime routine.
I brought it to Arizona too.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. Socks were on last night, Big Al.
Not letting those puppies purr.
Whoa, pause. Socks were on last night.
Yeah.
I just want to talk about Hassan Reddick real quick. Yeah. I think Hassan's gonna be the MVP of this game. I didn't realize his pro day was better than Micah Parsons. The only thing Micah Parsons does better than him. He had a faster 40, he runs like a 4.39, which is goofy for a guy that big.
Yes.
But Hassan wasn't that far behind him. He ran a 4.5, but he has a higher vertical leap, a further broad jump, and a further triple jump. I was at their pro days, and he bench pressed. He did 24 reps of 200, where Micah did like 18 or 19. I was surprised. Nobody talks about how great an athlete Hassan is, but they always talk about how great an athlete, you know, Micah Parsons is. But Hassan is just as great or even better.
I mean, listen, especially when you talk about getting after the quarterback, we look at what Hassan has done the last 3 years, man, being on three different teams with double-digit sacks, the first player, I believe, in NFL history to do that for three different teams. Mm-hmm. And the fact that this year he probably got the rush to pass or more than he did when he certainly was in Arizona for those years. They misused
especially
him
early on.
Carolina took advantage of him and didn't want to pay him. But then he came here, man. Like, I like the signing when they signed Hassan Reddick, but I didn't envision this
under
type
the radar.
Of player.
Yeah,
I didn't envision this type of player.
I don't think anyone did. Otherwise, he wouldn't only gotten $35 million.
That's true.
I mean, he should be arguably getting that per year at this point.
Yeah, he should be getting that per year.
So, I think the Eagles will definitely take care of him. But if I'm Hassan, there's no question in my mind. This offseason, I'm having my agent call and go,
little bump.
What's up?
Yeah. You gotta wait one more year.
I don't know. Well,
it's only a
three-year deal. Yeah,
only a three-year deal.
So it might even benefit the Eagles to stretch that bad boy out a little bit.
Yeah. So. Yeah. You don't want to set a bad precedence now.
No. Everybody else is going to want the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. AJ's going to be like, hey, man, look what
AJ got $100 million. So I think he's doing a little
Well, now he might want another $100 million.
Yeah.
Let's go to
Everybody's breaking records over there.
Everyone's going to want to get paid. Meanwhile, Devontae has to wait two more years or another year.
At least one more year.
Let's go to Yoshi.
Yoshi.
Yoshi is in Brewerytown. Yoshi!
What up, John? Big Ike.
What up, Yoshi?
Yoshi!
What up, E-Man? I know you're in the building, too. How you doing,
What up? Good to hear from you, man.
Feelings mutual, baby. Feelings mutual. Happy Monday. I'm just happy to be on the phone on a Monday leading to a Sunday when we get to play in the big game, baby. I'm so hyped. I'm so glad this is the week that we are at, baby. We got it right there. I mean, I'm not overconfident. I'm very confident, just like my team. I don't think these dudes are cocky. Cocky is arrogant and just think everybody is beneath you. I really feel as though this is just a confident team that believes that they can do their job. And it goes back to reiterate what was said last week, like Ike said, and then I came on and agreed with it. We play our A game. They play that. That's why I'm putting me in the same book as you, baby. We play our A game. They play their A game. We edge them. And I would love to see that scenario that you gave. I saw what's name with the strap. I mean, strip sack. Down. That would be great. But I'm going to tell you right now, being as though we have been a run-heavy team and Jalen's numbers have not been spectacular for us, but I really believe that Jalen Hurts is going to be that MVP, man. I really do. I feel as though that boy going to come out and going to swing that thing around a little bit. Because you got to remember, AJ ain't been getting off in the playoffs either.
That's
and
true.
I believe yeah. what's name, yeah. I believe best friend's going to have a day. And Brandon Ayuk, he messed up by giving them some more motivation.
Oh, yeah.
By going on saying that he bet on Kansas City and dollar. He putting all his money on them. You can't give this team motivation. Because Nick Sirianni been sitting in that locker room every week saying, on WIP they said this. On WIP they said this. You know, Chris Sims said this week. I really believe them boys going to come in there and light it up. Hey, is it going to be a blowout? I don't know. Time will tell. But I really believe they going to give us a show. We going to have that W at the end. What's next? I just feel it, baby. I feel it. Give me my neck roll. Tucker, don't mess it up. Come on, where my neck roll at?
Get my neck roll.
There it is.
Burn gang. Love y'all cats, baby.
All right, Yoshi. I don't have to stop. I don't have to tell Yoshi to pace.
No, yeah, he can gotta make it to Sunday.
215-592.
We are in game week.
94-94.
And we got a countdown right now.
We made it through
us.
The toughest part. The toughest part was last week. We had to buy time to get through last week, messing around. I mean, they gave us flag football and obstacle courses. And
I really want to see football players play dodgeball.
Dodgeball, that's awesome.
I also think this Super Bowl feels much more like a Super Bowl than Minnesota. Like being here, seeing everything, and imagining the mall the whole time, it feels more like
they're like the biggest
game in the world.
Yeah, it does. Six days, 3 hours, 7 minutes.
Countdown.
No seconds to the big game. We'll come back from Arizona. We're broadcasting WIP, broadcasting live from AZ, from Radio Row. It's brought to you by SEPTA, the Philly way to go. Coming up on the other side, a team has finalists for their head coaching search. Are the Eagles coordinators involved? We'll tell you coming up right after this. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, we all have our systems we bet with, right? From picking the perfect upset to combing through injury reports the night before the game. But there's one thing every bettor should include in their system, and that's the responsible gaming tools available on FanDuel Sportsbook. Now, these tools help to keep your play in check and under control. This is really for you, Jack. Tools like time limits so you don't unknowingly spend more time on the app than you intend to. And then you got the wager limits. I can use this to help prevent you from betting more than you probably should. And you can even take a timeout, which pauses your account for as long as you may need. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP. I really like the FanDuel app. FanDuel wants every bettor's experience to be about fun and entertainment. So visit FanDuel.com/playwell and make responsible gaming tools a part of your system.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.